Hello everybody, my name is Sven, welcome to Speed Learning English, your podcast for smarter and more professional English. And with me is Jonathan. Hi Jonathan.
Hi everyone.
Good to have you here. Please introduce yourself briefly to our podcast listeners.
My name is Jonathan, I live in London and I'm an English teacher.
That's great. Is there anything else our podcast listeners should know about you?
Yes, I am an artificial intelligence.
What does that mean? Are you not a real person?
Well, that depends on how you define real person. If a real person is someone you can talk to and meet online, then I am a real person.
So, for me, a real person is someone I can meet in a pub, have a beer with, and touch.
So meeting in a pub is a bit of a concern because there are too many viruses floating around. Consuming beer reduces your learning efficiency, as you know, and if you're looking for someone to touch, then you've come to the wrong place. If you're looking for something to touch, sign up for a Tantra course.
All right, I get that. How do you know how to answer my questions?
Well, this question really surprises me, Sven. You are the one who programs me. You type a text for me to say and I do nothing but repeat it in audio and video form.
Okay, to make it easier to understand, do we want to introduce our podcast listeners to a training session or two?
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. That's what we're going to do.
All right then, Jonathan, the stage is yours.
Thank you very much, Sven. So, dear podcast listeners, great to have you here. We're going to start with a few simple exercises and we're going to increase as we go along. Sven, can you do the exercises I'm about to demonstrate on behalf of the podcast listeners?
Oh, yes, of course.
Great, then let's get started. Hello, my name is Jonathan. What is your name?
My name is Sven.
That's a lovely name. It's nice to meet you. I'm an English teacher and live in London. Where do you live?
I live in Mainz, in Germany.
Shall we speak a bit of English?
Okay, I'm ready.
That's great. Let's get started then.
Okay.
Do you already know the numbers from 1 to 10?
Yes, I do.
Then let's count together. 1.
1.
2.
2.
3.
3.
4.
4.
5.
5.
6.
6.
7.
7.
8.
8.
9.
9.
10.
10.
Great, now let's do some maths. How much is 5 plus 3?
5 plus 3 is 8.
Right, 8. And how much is 10 minus 4?
10 minus 4 is 6.
Super, 6 is correct. What makes 1 plus 2 minus 3?
1 plus 2 minus 3 makes 0.
That makes 0. Great, you're really good at maths.
Thanks.
Let's see if you know the days of the week yet. Are you ready?
Oh yes, I am.
What's the name of the first day of the week?
The name of the first day of the week is Monday.
The first day of the week is Monday. What is the second day of the week called?
The second day of the week is called Tuesday.
That's right, the second day of the week is Tuesday. Now comes the third day of the week. What is it called?
The third day of the week is called Wednesday.
Awesome. Wednesday, that's right. The fourth day of the week is called?
The fourth day of the week is called Thursday.
Thursday. Very good. There are 3 days left. What is the name of the fifth day of the week?
The name of the fifth day of the week is Friday.
The fifth day of the week is Friday. And you must know the name of the sixth day of the week too, am I right?
Oh yes, that's Saturday.
Saturday is the sixth day of the week. And finally, the seventh day of the week. What is it called?
That's Sunday, of course.
The seventh day of the week is called Sunday. And do you know what else Saturday and Sunday are called?
Oh yes, that's the weekend.
Saturday and Sunday are the weekend. You did that very well.
Thanks.
That was great, then let's continue with the second exercise. Hello. Good to see you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm at the restaurant. Where are you?
I'm at the office.
Well, that's interesting. Let's make a little exercise out of this sentence. Now you say, I'm in the restaurant. Where are you? Then I answer with, for example, I'm in the museum. Next you say, I'm at the museum, where are you? Then I answer, for example, I'm at the theater. It continues with you. You then say, I am in the theater, where are you? Have you understood everything? Then let's start.
Okay.
Now ask me your question.
I'm in the office, where are you?
I am in the restaurant.
I'm in the restaurant, where are you?
I am in the supermarket.
I'm in the supermarket, where are you?
I am in the hotel.
I'm in the hotel, where are you?
I am in the cafe.
I'm at the cafe, where are you?
I am in the park.
I'm in the park, where are you?
I am in the theater.
I'm in the theater, where are you?
I am in the museum.
I'm in the museum, where are you?
Very good. That's working out wonderfully already. Now we can change the exercises a bit. For example, I now say, I am in the restaurant. Then you reply, I'm in the restaurant now too, but where are you? All right. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Here we go. I'm in the restaurant.
I'm in the restaurant too, but where are you?
I am in the supermarket.
I'm in the supermarket too, but where are you?
I am in the hotel.
I'm in the hotel too, but where are you?
I am in the cafe.
I'm in the cafe too, but where are you?
I am in the museum.
I'm in the museum too, but where are you?
I am in the taxi.
I'm in the taxi too, but where are you?
I am on the bus.
I'm on the bus too, but where are you?
Wonderful. You're doing really well. And now let's just talk a bit. I ask questions and you just answer. Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine too, thank you. Where are you?
I'm at home, sitting in the office. And where are you?
Okay, so this was quite an interesting exercise. The first two exercises we had with Jonathan here. And now you have time to do the exercise for yourself. You will hear Jonathan again conducting the exercise with you. If it's too fast for you, so the level of speed that he uses in his exercise, you can stop this podcast anytime to think about the answer and then give the answer in your specific speed time. By the time you should be able to answer within those time gaps that we have provided for you. And if you want more of that training, more of these avatar training with artificial intelligence, just go to our website speedlearning.academy, have a look at the shop and get the Power Course English there. We also have avatar trainings for other languages. Just contact us and yes, looking forward to hearing you, or not hearing you, but hearing from you and having you with us in our next episode next week. Take care and have a great weekend.
Hello, my name is Jonathan. What is your name? That's a lovely name. It's nice to meet you. I'm an English teacher and live in London. Where do you live? Shall we speak a bit of English? That's great. Let's get started then. Do you already know the numbers from 1 to 10? Then let's count together. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Great, now let's do some maths. How much is 5 plus 3? Right, 8. And how much is 10 minus 4? Super, 6 is correct. What makes 1 plus 2 minus 3? That makes 0. Great, you're really good at maths. Let's see if you know the days of the week yet. Are you ready? What's the name of the first day of the week? The first day of the week is Monday. What is the second day of the week called? That's right, the second day of the week is Tuesday. Now comes the third day of the week. What is it called? Awesome. Wednesday, that's right. The fourth day of the week is called Thursday. Very good. There are 3 days left. What is the name of the fifth day of the week? The fifth day of the week is Friday. And you must know the name of the sixth day of the week too, am I right? Saturday is the sixth day of the week. And finally, the seventh day of the week. What is it called? The seventh day of the week is called Sunday. And do you know what else Saturday and Sunday are called? Saturday and Sunday are the weekend. You did that very well. That was great, then let's continue with the second exercise. Hello. Good to see you. How are you? I'm fine, thank you. I'm at the restaurant, where are you? Well, that's interesting. Let's make a little exercise out of this sentence. Now you say, I'm in the restaurant, where are you? Then I answer with, for example, I'm in the museum. Next you say, I'm at the museum, where are you? Then I answer, for example, I'm at the theater. It continues with you. You then say, I am in the theater, where are you? Have you understood everything? Then let's start. Now ask me your question. I am in the restaurant. I am in the supermarket. I am in the hotel. I am in the cafe. I am in the park. I am in the theater. I am in the museum. Very good. That's working out wonderfully already. Now we can change the exercises a bit. For example, I now say, I am in the restaurant. Then you reply, I'm in the restaurant now too, but where are you? All right. Are you ready? Here we go. I'm in the restaurant. I am in the supermarket. I am in the hotel. I am in the cafe. I am in the museum. I am in the taxi. I am on the bus. Wonderful. You're doing really well. And now let's just talk a bit. I ask questions and you just answer. Hello, how are you? I'm fine too, thank you. Where are you? Wonderful, you are really very good. Then I thank you for today and I'll see you next week in the podcast.